Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Our top national story, Iran's foreign minister expressing exasperation over a White House statement on his country's nuclear program. The White House saying there's little doubt that even before the nuclear deal's existence, Iran was violating its terms. Coming up at 9, Brian Kilmeade here on the radio. And Brian, last night, the president delivered a stern warning to Iran, speaking with Fox's Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, and he said, listen, I've got some street cred because I backed off a hit after you provocatively hit our drone, cost me $200 million. I didn't take you out. And this is the way you thank me? Great, thanks. So now they're going over the uranium level. It's at 3.67, they fully admit. They know they've gone over it. In one way, I don't get it, in that now they're pressuring the Europeans to come to our side. Because the Europeans were saying, listen, they're abiding by the agreement that we put together in 2015, and you guys are the ones pulling out, America, so I'm going to stick with it. And they try to convince Iran to stick with it. Now Iran's going, okay, we're violating it. And the U.S. said, yeah, we told you you were violating even before this happened, but now what does Europe do? We're going to stick with the agreement that even Iran's not holding into. So they actually helped us in the short term, and it makes it very hard for them to push back on Pompeo and Bolton when he says, guys, it would be a lot better for a united front. They also use the word Zarif, their foreign minister, use the word respect a lot. He wants that respect from the U.S. I don't know. The president said, listen, we're better off talking. I'm not going to hit you now. We understand what's going on. And I thought that was kind of the international respect he was looking for.
In North Korea, as we pivot to that storyline, the president speaking at the DMZ and crossing into North Korea, obviously, over the weekend. As that story has started to settle in, overall, we're hearing world reaction and political reaction there in D.C. Talking and opening up the dialogue certainly seems like it's a positive.
Well, Senator Schumer's not happy. He called it a reality show. Politics is no grand strategy, and the president just wants a reality show. So we watched that with 9 other people on CNN with Anderson Cooper. We wrote the sound bites on our channel. We'll probably roll it on Fox and Friends, and I'll definitely bring it back on the radio show, the Brian Kilmeade Show. But there's pushback. Listen, I'll be honest with you. If it was President Obama doing it in his first year, I'm going to go meet with Kim Jong-il or his dad or his son, I would say, hey, I would have questioned the strategy. But after seeing what he did with Cuba and Iran, it didn't really pan out, but he made the move, and Democrats praised him and said he's changing things up. He's a new generation. Now you got a 72-year-old who said, nothing's worked since 1953. I want to change things up. The one thing tangibly that I would say right now that has changed, the talks are back on track. You can't just have another summit without a reason. He tries to shake things up a little bit and put pressure on them to come aboard. Now, the president's already shown he'll walk away from a deal. I think that gives him a lot of power. And I think that both sides know they cannot meet again and drag us halfway around the world for a summit and not at least have the framework to sign off on. So look, do we hear any rockets today? No. Did we hear about an explosion today? No. Do we hear about a missile going over Japan or Guam? No. All these things are okay. It kind of puts these guys on their heels. So, and in turn, North Korea is happy because we're not doing war games right and around the China Sea. So things are changing. It makes it interesting. Makes our job even better.
Continuing coverage starting at 9 o'clock in the Brian Kilmeade Show. Happy 4th to you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.